Welcome to the Making Footprints, Not Blueprints podcast. My name is Andrew James Brown and I'm the minister of the Unitarian Church in Cambridge, UK. Knowing that full scope always eludes our grasp, that there is no finality of vision, that we have perceived nothing completely and that, therefore, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk, I hope that, on occasions, you'll find here a helpful liberal, religious and philosophical reflection that encourages you to journey through life, making footprints rather than blueprints. Welcome. Jiyu Shukyo, that is to say, a creative free spirituality. Jiyu Shukyo as a silken tent. A short thought for the day offered to the Cambridge Unitarian Church as part of the Sunday service of mindful meditation. As some of you will know, last Sunday, Easter Sunday, I had occasion to cite some lines from William Blake's Auguries of Innocence, in which he spoke about a joy with silken twine that runs through every grief and pine. If you were here, you will also know that we had a couple of visitors from New Unity, Newington Green, one of whom, a retired teacher of English and American Literature, took the opportunity, in the conversation immediately following the address, to recall a line or two which also mentioned silken twines, taken from a sonnet by Robert Frost. Well, after the service, I got out my copy of Frost's poems from my study, and our visitor, alas, and forgive me, whose name I cannot recall, our visitor found the poem and read it to me. It's called The Silken Tent. And it goes like this. She is as in a field a silken tent, at midday when the sunny summer breeze has dried the dew and all its ropes relent, so that in guise it gently sways at ease, and its supporting central cedar pole, that is its pinnacle to heavenward and signifies the sureness of the soul, seems to owe naught to any single cord, but strictly held by none, is loosely bound by countless silken ties of love and thought to everything on earth a compass round. And only by one's going slightly taut in the capriciousness of summer air is of the slightest bondage made aware. Our visitor concluded that perhaps here was the seed of another thought for the day, and, as this address proves, she was right, and I thank her for it. A cursory dive into the poem's history reveals that the original subject, the unnamed she of the first line, was a real woman, namely Frost's friend, secretary and lover, Kay Morrison. This was a relationship that created more than a few upsetting waves in Frost's life. And if you want to follow that story up, there's a link in the episode notes to a paper about this. However, the value of any great piece of literature is that it is always able to offer each new reader more meanings than the initial meaning that was in the mind of the author. Indeed, as the philosopher Ian Thompson reminds us, quote, "What makes the great texts great is not that they continually offer the same eternal truths for each generation to discover, but, rather, that they remain deep enough, meaningful enough, to continue to generate new readings, even revolutionary rereadings, which radically reorientate the sense of the work that previously guided us." Unquote. And so, when I first read it in the context of the Cambridge community's life together, the she immediately struck me as also speaking about Jiyu Shukyo, the kind of creative free spirituality or free religion espoused by Imma Okashinichiro, that here in Cambridge we are currently exploring together as our own community's centre of gravity. So just how is Jiyu Shukyo, like a silken tent in a field at midday, when the sunny breeze has dried the dew and all its ropes relent, so that within its guy ropes it gently sways at ease? Well, let me try to show you by pointing straight away to what I think is Jiyu Shukyo's supporting central cedar pole, namely Imaoka Sensei's My Principles of Living from 1973. To remind you, I have faith in myself. I recognise my own subjectivity and creativity and feel the worth of living in life. Ikigai. Subjectivity and creativity can be rephrased as personality, divinity, and Buddha nature. I have faith in my neighbour. The neighbour is oneself as a neighbour. If I have faith in myself, I inevitably have faith in my neighbour. I have faith in a cooperative society. Both oneself and a neighbour, while each possessing a unique personality, are not things that exist in isolation. Because of this uniqueness, a true interdependence, true solidarity, and true human love are established, and therein a cooperative society is realised. I have faith in the trinity of self, neighbour, and cooperative society. The self, neighbour, and cooperative society, while each having a unique personality, are entirely one. Therefore, there's no differentiation of precedence or superiority or inferiority between them, and one always contains the other. I have faith in the unity of life and nature. Life, which constitutes the trinity of self, neighbour, and cooperative society, further unites with all things in the universe. And this is what Imaoka Sensei later calls a universal cooperative society. I have faith in the ideal of the church. The church is the prototype or archetype and driving force of the cooperative society. I can only be myself by being a member of the church. I have faith in a specific religion. In other words, I am a member of the Tokyo Kyetsu Kyokai. It was often translated as the Tokyo Unitarian Church. However, a specific religion, including the Tokyo Kyetsu Kyokai, neither monopolizes religious truth, nor is it the ultimate embodiment of it. And lastly, I have faith in Jiyu Shukyo, free religion or a creative free spirituality. While having faith in a specific religion, the endless pursuit and improvement towards universal and ultimate truth is the core of religious life. Such a dynamic religion is called Jiyu Shukyo. Now, these eight principles, acting as a supporting central cedar pole, simultaneously points heavenward and earthward towards what Imaoka Sensei calls a universal cooperative society. And over the past couple of years, I have increasingly come to feel that for any community which chooses to adopt these principles of living, it signifies about it a characteristic sureness of the soul. Another way of putting this idea is to say that this heavenward and earthward pointing cedar pole, this Jiyu Shukyo, provides a community with a firm but always flexing centre of gravity around which it can gather, and which enables its canvas, i.e. the broad swathe of its members, to touch everything on earth, the compass around about it. But as benefits a genuinely creative spirituality or religion that is fundamentally characterised by the adjective free, Jiyu Shukyo's sureness of soul seems to owe naught to any single cord, because, strictly speaking, it is held by none. It is important to see that in Jiyu Shukyo there is no single inflexible doctrinal cord that gives it its strength and character, because its sureness of soul exists thanks to its central pole being held heavenward by being loosely bound by countless silken ties of love and thought. This is a vital image to get into one's imagination, because the term loosely bound is an excellent way of defining what is meant by one of the possible English translations of Jiyu Shukyo, namely free religion. One of the root meanings of religio is, remember, to bind, And so, keeping to the language of the poem, free religion may be unfolded as meaning that which keeps this community sure and yet freely moving around its central pole is that which binds us in community, namely the countless flexible but strong silken ties of love and thought we each individually bring to our meetings. Depending on local circumstances, as the wind blows from this or that direction, or as the sun moves around the horizon drying out this or that silken tie in turn, or when, from the inside, we lean against one side of the tent or the other, one of those silken ties will become slightly taut as it does its gentle but vital work of holding up our tent and keeping our centre of gravity pointing simultaneously earthward and heavenward. Only in these moments of slight tautness are we made aware of the slightest bondage which is necessary to keep a community free, open, upright, and living with an appropriate sureness of the soul. And finally, surely the metaphor of such a tent is a perfect one for a creative free spirituality such as Jiyu Shukyo, which is always already a pilgrim faith for the open road. And every free spirit who has decided to seek out and claim our liberal religious tradition's central gift, namely the freedom to be tomorrow what we are not today, will always need just such an effective, strong, but lightweight shelter for the journey. And that is why, for me, Jiyu Shukyo is as in a field a silken tent, at midday when the sunny summer breeze has dried the dew and all its ropes relent, so that in guise it gently sways at ease and its supporting central cedar pole that is its pinnacle to heavenward and signifies the sureness of the soul, seems to owe naught to any single cord, but strictly held by none, is loosely bound by countless silken ties of love and thought to everything on earth the compass round, and only by one's going slightly taut in the capriciousness of summer air is of the slightest bondage made aware. And that brings us to the end of this edition of the Making Footprints Not Blueprints podcast. So farewell for now, and remember, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk. See you on the path.